You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're continuing with who is grafted in. That's the question. Talked about this common misconception that the Jews are God's chosen people. They are only 1/12. Israel, the whole house of Israel, is God's chosen people. And also got into the New Covenant and how the preachers get up there mainly out of ignorance. They don't know no better. Some are lying on purpose. Where they talk about the church is the Gentiles and the law isn't for the church. It was changed, abolished, nailed to the cross, done away with. That was for the Jews in the Old Covenant. But in the New Covenant, we don't have to do these things. So they ignore, violate, and teach against more than 2/3 of God's laws and tell people it's okay to violate them. However, that's not true. That's a lie. That is from the pits of hell. See, Satan wants you to violate God's laws. That's sin. What is the biblical definition of sin? Most people don't know, but 1 John 3:4, sin is transgression of the law. Which law is it that you transgress that causes sin? Any of them. Doesn't matter which one. Any of them. Pick one. You violate it, you are sinning. See, they don't even teach you what sin is. And they teach you that it's not a sin to violate God's law, the exact opposite of what the Bible says. I read to you Jeremiah 31:31-34. Very simple there. In Jeremiah, defines what the new covenant is. It's putting God's laws in our hearts and in our minds. And it says, when this happens, no more shall a man teach his neighbor saying no to the Lord, for they shall all know more, from the least to the greatest. Everybody will know who God is, and there's no need for the preachers, the televangelists, the missionaries, because everybody knows who God is. Maybe that's why they don't tell you the truth, because they're all unemployed. They're all without a job. And they tell us that the new covenant is with the Gentiles, and that's not true. The new covenant is with the house of Israel. So that's hence the reason for this series of shows that we're doing, who is grafted in. Because you see, God's people don't become Gentiles. God's people are the house of Israel. So what happens if you are a Gentile? Then you have to be grafted in. You have to become. You have to join the house of Israel. You're spiritually grafted in. Doesn't matter what blood is flowing through your veins, what color you are, what nationality, what your history is. When you enter a covenant relationship with our Father, you become grafted in, just like the mixed multitude left Egypt in Exodus, in the original Passover. You had Levi, the priest, in the center, surrounding the tabernacle, and then 12 tribes, 3 to each direction, north, south, east, and west. What about all the mixed multitude and the Gentiles and all the other nations? Well, friends, they were grafted in. They became part of Israel. The preachers tell you the truth. It was Israel out in the wilderness with God, but they don't tell you the whole truth.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.